Happy Charity Days.
Any reason that? I think they said Pink Wednesday, not really sure. What?
Yeah.
I guess Pink Wednesday. I mean, the post-Pesach continues, but you can join. I'm going to be saying Shir anyway, until the end of next week, so put you in the middle of next week. When does the post-Pesach go? Anybody know? What? Post-Pesach, Wednesday's the last day. Wednesday's supposed to be a test. Oh, I'm supposed to give a test to the post-Pesach guy? You guys want, are there any post-Pesach guys here right now? You guys want a test? I guess I can give you something. Okay, we'll figure something out. But, okay, so I'll probably go till Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm not sure yet, but so anybody's welcome to join us. How many guys are planning to be here in June? Just for show of hands, just so I have an idea. Okay, so let's pick it up from Tana Rabbanan. What it says, Tana Rabbanan, Braisa. Ayuk and Achilles Arai Chutz Vesukkah, Ein Yishen and Shein Es Arai Chutz Vesukkah. Achilles Arai is Mutter. Chorei Bishad is Teshu came to do it. That's what I can say. So that's a Pasha Pshat. Of Teshu came to do. You only go home to Nachilus Kvai. You don't miss the home to Nachilus Arai. So Nachilus Kvai has to be the Vaisa. But Shaino, even Shaino's Arai has to be in the Sukkah. My timer. What's the difference? The same way Nachilus Arai should be Mutter Chutz L'Sukkah. Shaino's Arai should be Mutter Chutz L'Sukkah. Standard Pshat is people sleep Shaino's Arai Chutz the Vaisa also. Or maybe even without that. I guess what happens when somebody's down is maybe this Hasemis, or Chane, I remember. Maybe this Hasemis. I think he's some of the Pshatling Moris that people sleep, Shane is Ari, Chutz to Basel. People take a cat nap anyway. Maybe it's not mukhuch. Maybe even if people don't go to sleep close to base on even a Shaina Sarai. But maybe it's not mukhuch. Maybe the word just holds. Even if it happens to be that people don't sleep Shaina Sarai close to base on, because you know, you need a boy, you're going to go to sleep in the middle of the street. But since by Etzim you see that yeshiva, that by Achil at least you see that the yeshiva of Esau, is Achilles Kvar. I'm just thinking out loud. Like, what would be something that people don't do outside of their house? But not because some kind of union of kfius or dira, but some people don't do it out of their house because they're not convenient, they're embarrassed, whatever. I don't know if it's exactly good muscle. What?
Read a book?
Yeah, read a book maybe or something like that. I some people do it at home because that's where it's convenient to do it. I don't know if that would go into the interpretation came to the rule. The things that are kavei adira, yonah kviyas adira, you do b'vesa. So usually the litmus test is something that you do chutz b'vesa, like that's not part of your kviyas adira. Something you only do at home is part of your kviyas adira. But I can imagine there might be things that people don't do outside of the house just because it's not convenient after go to sleep in the middle of the street. It's not necessarily part of the kviyas of his malkum yeshiva. So maybe even if we'll say that people don't sleep outside of the sukkah, shenas ari, that's because not because it's not part of their kviyas dira. Just people don't go to sleep in the middle of the street. You're at work, you don't go to sleep. You know, you're walking, you're driving, hopefully you don't go to sleep. Like, why would you go to sleep? So you go to sleep at home. But it's not part of, but the most question is, but etzim, the same way achilas ari is not part of the kviyas dira, so shenas ari also, by analogy to achilah, also shouldn't be part of the kviyas dira. You know what it's negated to? It's negated to the, because in the end, Rav is going to say, Ein Kval L'Shena. The earlier, the other Amoraim, Rav Ashi, Rav Ayu, the earlier Amoraim assumed that there is a concept of Kviyas by Shena, and really it's just a Gzera, that this Shena Sari must be a Gzera, Gzera Shema Yerodim. And Rav says, no, Ein Kval L'Shena. So Rashi says, even a Shena Kval is sufficient. If the person's not so, sometimes a person can take a cat nap and that refreshes him. So therefore, Ein Kval L'Shena. So Chaira, what does that mean? So Rav holds people only sleep at home, only sleep Shena Sari at home? It doesn't sound like that in the Gemara. It certainly doesn't sound like that way in Rashi. That the other Amoraim hold, Rav Yosef holds, Rav Yosef and all the other Amoraim who are explaining it, Shigzer Shem Yerodim. He holds that people really sleep outside of the house of Shein Asari. Shigzer Shem Yerodim. And Rava says, no, people only sleep, even the Shein Asari people only sleep at home. I mean, that's not Mashman Rashi, and it's not Mashman the Gemara. I think this is busy with a different question. He's busy in the Gezerah Shema Yerodim, because sometimes a Shainas Ari turns into a Shainas Kra, so he's also busy. So how do people, sleep outside of the house of Shainas Ari? But sometimes it's going to turn into a Shainas Kra, and people don't sleep Shainas Kra out of the house. So like, how does this work exactly in those terms also? I think he's busy in the Gezerah Shema Yerodim, if I remember correctly. But we also, just in the Mechaik is a Bayan Rabbah. It's hard to, it doesn't sound like the argument. So Teretz says, no, everybody agrees that the person might, that people don't go to sleep in the middle of the street. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is that's just, that's a lot. People don't go to sleep in the middle of the street, because why should? Because that's just that's the mitzvah. You don't go to sleep in the middle of the street. You don't go to sleep at work. You don't go to sleep in class. You're busy. But is that the etzim part of your kriyas dira? Your kriyas dira is the yonim that you do that are the kabudika things. The achilas kva is part of your kriyas dira. Achilas arai is not part of your kriyas dira. Shainas arai, the gemara thinks, is not part of your kriyas dira, because it's not part of the ikur. It's not part of the Iker. Okay, not exactly together this, but it's not part of your Iker Kriyas Dira. And that Rav is Cholek. Rav says, no, since Ein Kral HaShem, sometimes that's all the sleep you're going to get. So Mela does become part of your Iker Kriyas Dira. So not arguing with Siyas, what do you do out of the house, what do you do not out of the house. They probably all agree that you don't sleep out of the house. I don't think it'd be the other way. I don't think they could all agree that you do sleep out of the house. If everybody agrees that you sleep out of the house, then it really wouldn't be part of Teshu came to do. So they probably all agree you don't sleep out of the house. That's just because technically it's not practical to sleep out of the house. But is it the etzim part of his kriyas dira? So Rav Yosef says no. Same way achilas kva is not part of the kriyas dira. So shenas kva is not part of the kriyas dira, and that ultimately Rav is going to be chaylok. And Rav is going to say no. Even the shenas kva is part of the kriyas dira. Yeah, I think that's the pashtus kasha. Okay. So anyway, that's the worst kasha. What's the difference between Achila and Shema? My time. So Gemara Amar of Ashi, Gzeira, Shema Yerodim. So Gzeira, maybe he'll fall into a deep sleep. He thinks he's going to sleep a Shena Sarai. He's going to wake up 6 hours later. So in Mela, every Shena Sarai, we go there, that it's also Otu Shenas, Otu Shenas Kva. And we're asked, only Abaye, Elo hodasanya yoshun adam shenis ari betfilin avalei shenis kva lechu shema yirodim. If every shenis ari was goes to shema yirodim, so how can the price to say the price at the bottom of the obod that you're allowed to sleep the shenis ari betfilin, just not a shenis kva? Why don't we say the same zeh as shema yirodim? It's not so clear just in the cheshbon. It's going to be important later on. We'll come to in a few minutes. What does Abai himself want to prove? Like, what does Abai himself hold? It's hard to know, because Rabbi is just the maximum. You know, we don't know what he really thinks. He has a kasha. Rabbi is Rabbi's Rabbi. Rabbi is Gzeir Shem Yerodim. Rabbi asks his Rabbi, what are you going to do with this price? What's important to know for the Hemshach? So what does Rabbi hold? Does Rabbi agree that it's Gzeir Shem Yerodim? He's just asking, how come you don't have Gzeir by Tefillin? And what is he going to say to Yerutzim? Nikolai Shibin Birkov, that's fine, I'm going to be tested. Nikolai Shibin Birkovski. That's a special case. Or does Abai want to be chaylik on the holy side of Gzeir Hashem Yerodim? Maybe he really wants to prove like Rava. There is no Gzeir Hashem Yerodim. It's going to be important later when we talk about the machlekes Abai and Rava and Shabbos, Christ's brings. Like, where exactly is Abai situated here vis-a-vis Rava? Is Abai, was this, in this Gemara basically there's two teams. There's the team that is Gzeir Hashem Yerodim, that's Rav Yosef, and all the Amoraim were coming to Mekayim to be Rav Yosef. Then this Rav who says, "Bepshuta, that there's no Gzeir Hashem Yerodim." That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. According to Rav, there's no Gzeir Hashem Yerodim. So, what is Abai himself hold? Abai over here just appears as a makshin. What does he hold? It's important to know in the Sugya and Shabbos. What does Abai hold about the Gzeir Shema Yerodim? Choy the Pasha Chad is Abai agrees for Gzeir Shema Yerodim. Abai is not choy look on that. Abai just says a kasha, maishna mitfilin. Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, said Gzeir Shema Yerodim. So Abai has his Rebbe, yeah, but so what happened by tefillin when I have Gzeir Shema Yerodim? That's the choy the Pasha of the Shad. Doesn't sound like Abai wants to prove Rabba. And then Abai should have said it, not Rabba. So there's a problem here. Just understand the Gemara. What's Abai's kasha? What's the comparison b'chav? What's the obvious problem? Rav Yosef said that you can't do Shein Asari B'sukkah, Gzeir Shem Yerodim. So Abai said, so you shouldn't be allowed to sleep with Shein Asari B'tfil and also Gzeir Shem Yerodim. Why is it also to sleep with Shein Asari B'sukkah? Because you're not allowed to do things out of the sukkah. Why is it also to sleep with Shein Asari B'tfil? What does Rashi say? Shem Yafiach. Rashi always is Shem Yafiach. Rashi in Shabbos is Shem Yafiach, or Yer Keri, it's a little problematic, Rashi. But let's say look at Shem Yafiach. So what's the obvious question? What's the comparison? To sleep with Shein is Kav Sukkah, Chutz LaSukkah is a Nisad Deraisa. So there goes a Shem Yerod. Because they are also a Nisad Deraisa. But to sleep with Tefillin is only is itself only a Gzeir Shem Yerachiyah. To sleep Shein is Kav Tefillin is itself only a Gzeir Shem Yerachiyah. So why should we ask her Shein is Arai, Gzeir Shem Yerodim? The whole Shem Yerodim is only Gzeir Shem Yerachiyah. So this question is asked by the Shagasai already in Siman Lamed Tes. Shagasai says it must be that the Shem Yafiyach is not Exer. That's already Karav Levana. That's not even beginner Exer. The sleep Shein is Kav and Tefillin. That's Be'etzim Shem Yafiyach. The Shem Yafiyach in Shein is Kav is not Exer. That's the Metzias. Person sleeps with Shein is Kav. So the Metzias is that he's likely to be in Yafiyach. That's not called Exer. And Memel is not Exer or Exer. Ach, that's the Shagasai's test. It's not so poshut. It's totally machlekes Rashi and Tosis how to learn in Shabbos. The more that Tosis calls them Nachman test. Over here says that tefillin shichem guf noki ke'elisha val knafayim. If a poor person puts on tefillin, he has to know that he has a guf noki. He's able to mischazik in a guf noki like elisha val knafayim, who is meisha nefesh from mitzvah tefillin. So a person, when he puts on tefillin, he has to evaluate himself that he's able to have a gufnoki like with the moshul to Elisha Baknafayim is obscure. Elisha Baknafayim was Moshe Nefesh for something else. He was Moshe Nefesh to wear tefillin even though the Romans were geyser on it. But it means you have to have the chur means. How does Rashi what they say? So Elisha Baknafayim, he had a nace. He must have been mamish exemplary in the mitzvah of tefillin. So a person has to know when he puts on tefillin that he's like Elisha Baknafayim. He's royal lasses. He's so dedicated to wear the tefillin properly that that'll be royal lasses
le nace. How did the Shagasai then arbitrate?
Once it's very close to Zera and Zera, then why is the Gemara answer, well, you're already using Zera, and you wouldn't that be Zera and Zera?
Okay, that makes some people say,
yeah, that's a kasha also, we're going to see. I mean, we'll worry about Arvach. Arvach is very problematic. Yeah, but we'll come to that. Even without Shagasai, it's a strange kasha. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Tefillin sichim gufnoki kelisha vaknafai." A person puts on tefillin, he has to be ready to be meisa nefesh for to have a gufnoki. Has to be able know that he's going to be able to be miskaber to have a gufnoki. story of Samarov, that his rabbi was complaining to him how hard it is to be a Jewish lady. You have to do all the things you have to do to clean for Pesach and to make Shabbos, and like there were so many things in her head. So he says, but you don't know what it is to wear tefillin and have to be nizim with nukhi. You have no idea what that is. So anyway, so what exactly is this thing that you have to be such a giver in? So that's what Chalkis Abaye and Rava. Abaye says Shaloi Afiach, and Rava says Shaloi Yishin. Abaye says he has to make sure that he's going to be able to be nizim Shaloi Afiach. And Rava says, no, when you put on tefillin, it means you have to be able to be nizim not to fall asleep. If you feel that you can't control yourself to fall asleep, then you shouldn't put on tefillin. So the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly is the Nekudas and Machlokes between Abaye and Rava? What exactly are they arguing about? So Rashi learns that according to everybody, you have to be nizer not to... Rashi learns that according to everybody, you have to be nizer not to fall asleep. It's falling asleep like very bad. So that everybody agrees, that you have to be very zohir when you put on tefillin, that you know that you're not going to fall asleep. Shemi Afiach is not such a big issue. The person is you're awake, and most people can be careful not to be mafiach when they're awake. We don't need to have some kind of special hiskavros not to be mafiach from the tefillin, not to fall asleep. It kind of catches you on the word. No, it's hard to understand Rashi, but that's how Rashi lives. Rashi lives. Everybody's made to the. Everybody's made there. Rashi Shul Yishon, going to Rav Shul Yishon, Shema Yafiach, Yira Keri, Rashi had a listening by Keri. Avalim Yochel Yishon, Shul Yishon Behem, a person who knows that he's able to be careful not to fall asleep. So then, Kol HaGufim Nikim, Bahafocha, Shiachelim Lahamad Atzmon. Then we assume that he's able to be Nizr Shulay Lafiach. Once most people could be Nizr Shulay Lafiach, you don't need to have some kind of special self-evaluation. But Shalayishin Mehem, you have to really think of, be honest with yourself, whether you're able to be Shalayishin. Kacharash. Tosfos learns Faker. Tosfos learns that everybody agrees that you have to be careful Shalayafiyah, and you have to make sure that you're a person who could do that. But the Shalayishin, that's not so chomer, because even if you do fall asleep, it's not necessarily true you're going to be Mafiyah. It's only a chash. So, lechatchila, you're not supposed to go to sleep. You're not allowed to go to sleep. But to say that you're not allowed to put on tefillin if you're not sure that you're not going to fall asleep inadvertently, not the end of the world, even if you do, it's only a chash, shemi yafiach. If you fall asleep, it's a chash maybe while you're sleeping with yafiach. So that doesn't require, you don't have to say, even a tired person can put on tefillin. I may be going to fall asleep. Try not to fall asleep. And if you do fall asleep, it's also not the end of the world. It's only a chash, shemi yafiach. That's what Taisa says, both by us and over there in Shabbos. So it comes out like this. The fear Rashi, so Taka says in Rashi that everybody agrees, ben labai ben l'rova, when you put on tefillin, you have to be very sure that you're not going to fall asleep. And if you're not absolutely positive you're not going to fall asleep, then you're not allowed to wear tefillin. To be positive you're not going to be mafiach, we assume everybody's able to do that. But not to fall asleep, that's not so easy. So you have to really make a serious evaluation, and you're not allowed to put on tefillin if there's a chash that you're going to fall asleep. What do you mean? It's exer. Don't put on tefillin, maybe you're going to fall asleep. And if you fall asleep, maybe you're going to be mafiach. Why? Right? That's also should be very exact. So in Rashi, it's very misbakish to say, like the Shagasai, no, once you fall asleep, then you're not nizir anything. Then it's korv labade, that he's going to be mafiach. Rashi even adds, maybe you'll see Kerry. After putting the whole thing's totally out of your control. All his bodily functions are out of his control. So then already, that's very chomer. So everybody, so you can't put on tefillin. According to Rashi, you can't put on tefillin without making sure that you're not going to, unless you're absolutely sure you're not going to fall asleep. So in Rashi, Taka sounds like falling asleep is an absolute issue. It's not exer l'gzera. Not putting on tefillin, maybe you'll fall asleep, it's not exer l'gzera, because falling asleep is absolutely awesome. So in Rashi, you could say, like, in Rashi, you could say, and it's mistabat to say, like the Shagashaye, that once you're asleep, it's korab levada with mafiyak, not together exer. But in Taisis, it's a fair shaket. Taisis says that you're allowed to put on tefillin, at least according to Abaye, you're allowed to put on tefillin even though you're tired and even though there's a chance you'll fall asleep. Because even if you fall asleep, it's not so sure there's going to be mafiach. So chayot Taisus means it's like exer l'exer. So according to Taisus, so it's hadra kushli duchta. So what does Abai over here want? And even if we'll say over there, the Rav is chayot, maybe that's good for machlekes Abai and Rav, according to Taisus. But we're going now in Abai. Abayin Shabbos holds that it's tefillin shikum buknoki just means, according to Tosfos, that you have to make sure you're not going to be mefiach. But you don't have to make sure you're not going to fall asleep. You could be tired because it's like exer. Even if maybe you won't fall asleep, and even if he does fall asleep, maybe you won't be mefiach. That's Abayin over there in Shabbos. No, so what's Abayin's kash over here? According to Tosfos, the kash is very strong over here in Abayin. What does Abayin want? Abayin says, if there's Gzer Shema Yerodim, can't sleep Shema, it's Arai Basukah, Gzer Shema Yerodim. Heck, Abai, if there's Gzer Shema Yerodim, so by Tfilin also there should be Gzer Shema Yerodim. What do you mean? You yourself, Abai, hold in Shabbos. Now, you don't have to check yourself to see if you're tired before you put on Tfilin. Because it's not so terrible. Even if you will fall asleep, who says you'll be Mafia? It's Gzer Gzer. What does Abai want over here? Gzer Shema Yerodim. Gzer Shema Yerodim. But even if you fall asleep, it's only a suffering. Thinking now, maybe there's a mokum to say. I have a different terrace, but maybe there's a mokum to say, it's a little bit chesbendik, and maybe lo'olam if he sleeps the shayna's kvad is karav levadai. That the Tosfos says that it's not karav levadai, it's only a shash, is by shayna's arai. Maybe he's like this. The person's wide awake. I mean, he's awake, but he doesn't know if he's gonna, but he's tired. So, I hold, he's allowed to put on tefillin. I maybe he's going to fall asleep. Even if he falls asleep, it's only going to be Shainas Arai, a sleep that a person falls asleep, he nods off. That's a Shainas Arai. And a Shainas Arai is not a Xerish, is only a Shashem Yafir. So that's a Bai holds, you don't have to be Cheshish. You don't have to be Cheshish, maybe you'll fall asleep. Because even if he'll fall, meaning maybe he'll fall asleep, a Shainas Arai. Because even if he'll fall asleep, a Shainas Arai, it's only a Shashem Yafir. Shankin the Agamara, the Gemara's talking about going to sleep with Shainas Arai, Shema Yerodim. Yerodim is already about it, it'll be Mafiach. So Mela Abai asks, if this exerts Shema Yerodim, you can't sleep Shainas Arai, Shema Yishin Shivin and Shainas Kvad, and by Tilin also you shouldn't be allowed to sleep with Shainas Arai, Shema Yishin Shainas Kvad. Maybe that would work just because we. But maybe the Shagzai is right. Maybe places will be the Shagzai. Shainas Kvad is already tantamount to being Mafia. That's not a Shash beyond. The person's wide awake. We're not chayshish that he's going to go into a shenas kvar. What we're chayshish is that he's tired. He's going to doze off. It'll be shenas arai. So Taisa says shenas arai is only a shash. That's the chayshim. That's what Taisa says over here. Even though Rabbi doesn't allow shenas arai, but it doesn't mean zivadi going to be mafiach. The chash will be mafiach. Shem yirodim. It'll be yirodim. Will be mafiach. So the melech Rabbi's. That's not so terrible. Rabbi and Shabbos hold that you're allowed to put on tefillin. We're not chayshish shemo yachtefenu shen tachtefenu sheno. Because that'll be anyway only a Shainas Arai, and a Shainas Arai is only a Shash. It's only a Shash per Amud, it'll be Mufir. Pashto is not going to be Mufir. But in Agamara, where it's a Shash, if we fall asleep with Shainas Arai, maybe he's going to doze off longer into Shema Yerodim. Maybe save him the Sufzeh. But Abai says, you're allowed to put on Tefillin, because even if you're tired, because even if you put on tefillin, what's the worst thing that will happen? You'll doze off. Dozing off is not so terrible. Shainas arai. Shainas arai, that's him should be mutter. Elamai, but shema yirodim. So that's like a gzera l'gzera. Don't put on tefillin at all, maybe you'll fall asleep. And if you fall asleep, shema yirodim. So that's a gzera l'gzera. Problem is, if the lashon of Taisa is not the right, because then Taisa should have said, that Abai allows you to put on tefillin, because even if you fall asleep, it's only gzera shema yirodim. That's a gzera l'gzera. Taisa didn't say that. Taisa says you'll have to put on tefillin according to Abai, because even if you fall asleep, it's only a shash shema yafiach. Sounds from Taisa. What do you mean? It's a shash shema yafiach. He's only taking a shenas arai. Shenas arai be'etzim is mutter. Because in Agamor it's muchuf that if a person sleeps shenas arai in tefillin me'ikar din it's mutter. Just the word dan, maybe there's a gzera shema yirodim, but me'ikar din it's mutter. Apparently, when a person sleeping shenas arai, we're not chayshish shema yafiach. Because if when a person was sleeping in Shainas Ari, there was a Shash Shem Yafiach, then Shainas Ari would be also Be'etzim. Mabur and Agamara, that Be'etzim Shainas Ari should be Mutter in Tefillin. The only reason why Shainas Ari is Mutter is Osir in Tefillin is only if it's Osir. Don't buy that it's Osir, may not be Osir. But if it's Osir, it's only Osir Gzeir Shem Yerodim. So it's Muchoch that the Shash HaFocho is only by Shainas Kfa, not by Shainas Ari. So when Taisa is explaining, Taisa is here and Shabbos, when he's explaining why Abaye allows you to put on tefillin. So Taisa says, because even if you fall asleep, it's only going to be a chash shem yafiach. Taisa should be better. Even if you fall asleep, it's only shenas arai. Shenas arai is not going to be mefiach. Elamai shem yirodim. That's a gzera l'gzera. Maybe you'll fall asleep shenas arai, and if you'll fall asleep shenas arai, maybe it'll be a shenas ka. So that's what Taisa should have said. Taisa didn't say that. Apparently the hanocha is not true. Even when a person puts on tefillin and he's tired, he might fall asleep shenas ka. I just understood that the chash over there in Shabbos is that you might fall asleep with Shainas Kva. And Taisa is saying, even if you fall asleep with Shainas Kva, it's only a chash. In that case, Taka, we're back to square one. So it's Mukhuk, not like the Shagasai. And Taisa is not like the Shagasai. That even if that the chash hafochom, even when he's sleeping with Shainas Kva, is merely a chash, but it's not garb levada. Oh, so now we're back to square one. What? Doesn't sound like it. He says, "Afal b'shein azor b'shein efishev b'kinyus b'lishem nichud came the zor shlo yafiach. The shein agufa ain elo gzeir Hashem yafiach." He should have said better. He should have said, "What does he need it for?" I mean, maybe it's true, but he didn't need it. He should have said, "Shein agufa ain elo gzeir Hashem yirodim." I mean, maybe it's gzeir. You know, you could maybe like for good measure would say. It's only Shash Shemayish and Shainas Arai. And Shainas Arai is only Shemayirodim. Shemayirodim is only Shemayafir. That way he doesn't say. So it's clear, it sounds like Taisa holds that the Gzeir, that the Shash is not that he's going to sleep with Shainas Arai, and then there's a Gzeir Shemayirodim. That's a Gzeir. He should have just said that. Apparently the Shash is, if he's not Kelisha Bakhnafayim, then how does he know that he's not going to fall asleep? If he's tired, he's just going to fall asleep with Shainas Kla. Well, it's hard to understand that, but that's what Taisa seems to assume. That the chash over there is he might fall asleep with Shainas Kva. So if the chash is he might fall asleep with Shainas Kva, then it's Mukhach and Taisis that even if he does fall asleep with Shainas Kva, it's only Gzeir Hashem Yafiach. So Taisis Befeir said even if he goes to Kimapavir, that even if he goes to sleep with Shainas Kva, it's merely Gzeir Hashem Yafiach. Taisis and Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah, so what do we do with this kasha? There's another kasha that Chayim ask over here, which is by Sukkah. What's this Gzeir Hashem Yerodim? He went to sleep with Shenas Ara. Shenas Ara is not a steward that Teishu came to do. Shenas Ara should be Mutter. I don't know what goes there, maybe Gzeir Hashem Yerodim. And Dorof and Erias. And if we'll be near them, he's on us. So what? He's not going to have an Aveira. Because when he's going to sleep with only Shenas Ara, once he's asleep, if he happens to sleep with Shenas Kvah, so he's honest, it's not something he did willingly, so but he doesn't, it doesn't violate an Aveir. So why are we chayshish for it? I'm not sure if this kasha is such a serious kasha or not. But it opens the door. The kasha is not so much like, you know, not so much for the kasha itself, but just to open the door that he himself, I think, also says, the Orach says, Derech Zeh, but I think the nusach that I want to say it is, the Gzeir Shem Yerodem is not a regular, it's not really Gzeir. In the sense that we ask the Shenas Arai, even though Shenas Arai should be Mutter, but Chazal said, no, Shenas Arai is also lest, if we allow you to lose Shenas Arai, you might come to Shenas Kvah, and the Shenas Kvah already is also. Gzeir Shem Yerodem means that since when you go to sleep, you can't guarantee that it's only going to be Shenas Arai. Every Shenas Arai could become a Shenas Kvah. Because how do you know when you're going to wake up? So you think you're going to wake up, and you told yourself you wake up in 10 minutes. If you're tired, you might sleep long. So therefore, we can't say Shenas Arai is Mukhtar and Shenas Kva is also. Because every Shenas Arai could be a Shenas Kva. So it's like a loop plug. Since every Shenas Arai could be a Shenas Kva, at the end of the day, you can't really guarantee that it's a Shenas Arai. So therefore, every Shenas Arai, we can't say Shenas Arai is Mukhtar and Shenas Kva is also. Because who's to say which is a Shenas Arai and which is a Shenas Kva? What starts off as a Shenas Arai might turn out to be a Shenas Kva. So the Mele Chazal, when we ask the Shein of a Sukkah, we have to ask the all Shein of a Sukkah. Because even a Shein is Arai has in it the potential that it could turn out to be a Shein of Sukkah. So this is different than a regular Gzera. A regular Gzera would be that you're definitely sleeping a Shein of Arai. We can't let you sleep a Shein of Arai because the next time you sleep a Shein of Sukkah. Like that would be a typical kind of Gzera. You know, we can't allow you to eat the, you know, Basar Oif B'Cholah because maybe next time you'll eat Basar Behem B'Cholah. Here it's different. Here you're going to sleep with Shenas Arai. This act of going to sleep Shenas Arai might be Shenas Kva. How do you know it's not going to be Shenas Kva? So if a Chazal said to Loi Plug, once we are asked, since Shenas Kva is also, behechik we have to ask the Shenas Arai also. Not a regular Dina Gzera. So that's what doesn't matter that he's going to be almost. It's not a Chash, not that he's sleeping with Shenas Arai, but then maybe later on he'll decide to sleep with Shenas Kva, and then he's already almost. No, when you lay down to sleep with Shenas Arai, how do you know it's a Shenas Arai? Maybe you're going to sleep with Shenas Kva. So that's already, it's already goyvel. I mean, the lesson is that it's exera. So it's probably only the rabbanadik concern over here. But nonetheless, what the rabbanadik said over here was that you're not allowed to sleep a shenis arai in a sukkah because neither rabbanadik is also sting as a shenis arai. Because every shenis arai is be'etzim past the possibility to be a shenis kla. So you tell me it's a shenis arai. How do you know? So therefore, Chazal asked that every shenis b'teiras shenis kla.
It's only onus if when you went to bed
there was no problem. He was saying going to bed is a problem. Because since going to bed has a possibility that could be a Shenas Kva, you can't tell us for sure that it's a Shenas Arai. Maybe you're going to bed is really going to be a Shenas Kva. So in the middle, you're going to bed is also, then you're not onus. When you went to bed, there was a possibility that it's going to be a Shenas Kva. So in the middle, then you're not allowed to go to bed.
How's that different than
Rava? Rava says even if we know for sure there's only going to be a Shenas Arai. No, it's a coin to have. This svara applies even by tefillin. You can't go to sleep with Shenas Arai by tefillin because who's to say it's a Shenas Arai? It's a Shenas Kva. Rava says, no, by tefillin you're allowed to sleep with Shenas Arai. There's such a thing as a Shenas Arai. But by tefillin, but by sukkah, it's still, but by sukkah, even Shenas Arai is also, because in Shenas Arai might be all the sleep that you need. So Shenas Arai is already in Yin of Dira.
This svara would get rid of any problems that was there because it's. Not really
so I don't. Maybe this takes off Gzera and Gzera too. That's what I'm saying. Maybe because since it's not a Gzera, it's like a loy plug. Chazal said we can't say Shenas Arai is also and Shenas Kva is Mukhtar, because the line between Shenas Arai and Shenas Kva really is very hardly exists. Because who's to say what's a Shenas Arai, what's a Shenas Kva? So then maybe this doesn't have the regular rules. This doesn't count as gzera. It's not exer, even though it's exer in the sense that it's the rabbanon, but it's not exer in the sense of being a siag to some other or to some other issa. Sheinus ari is really mutter, but it's a siag against sheinus kvar. No, Chazal said that we're not going to allow you to do sheinus ari. It's like Chazal said, it's not exactly what I mean, but Kilu Chazal saying, we're not going to allow this because it's going to open the door for Ramoy. We're going to let you do a sheinus ari, then everybody's going to go to sleep and say it's a sheinus ari. I'm not saying that that's mamish what it is, okay? It's not what Chazal for Ramoy. But it's the same idea. We can't allow you to go to sleep with Shainas. We can't put in the books the Shainas Ari is Mutter, because every Shainas Ari, maybe it's a Shainas Kla. But this is different than a regular Gzera. Well, here already, maybe the idea of Gzera and Gzera doesn't apply. I mean, that's a Bais Kasha. A Bais saying if it would be a regular Gzera, so Gzera, Gzera. It wouldn't apply to Tillit. It's not a regular gzera. This is Rabbi Yosef. You're saying that there's no such thing as a sheinus ari, because otherwise, because it can't be a regular gzera. If it just be a regular gzera, so what's the gzera? He's going to be honest. You're afraid if he's going to let him sleep sheinus ari. Maybe in the middle of the night, his body's going to decide to sleep a sheinus kla. At that point, he's already honest. So why should we be gzera? Teretz says it was never gzera. It was a leplug. So in a leplug, the Bai assumes with another pasuk that in a leplug, there's no such rule as saying gzera gzera gzera. In fact, the Bai should be better filled into. Anyway, that's a bias kash. Let's go on. So my answer is, I'm a geisif, but we made the loy, the meisah shenosu lecher. The case is, we made a shayman. The case by tefillin is that he made a shayman, meaning by, and l'chor by sukkah, that'll work also. L'chor is the pshan l'lo. He says, the case of the brisa by tefillin is a case of meisah shenosu lecher. It's not a regular shayna zari. You know, the person goes to sleep, some tefillin shayna zari, he tells us, good night, I'll, you know, go to sleep shayna zari. That we don't allow. The brisa that says you're allowed to sleep with Shein Asara is talking about Moshe Shein Osel Acher, and then L'chayr Hu Adin, that Shein, that in Moshe Shein Osel Acher, you could do out of a Sukkah too. Why should it be different? That's the passage there. Maybe there's a moment of the Chalak and Sora, but we'll see. But that's this, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with this, that this Ukimta will work for Tilden as well. The Gemara, the other Ukimta of Nir Choshev and Birkov is for sure going to be by Sukkah too. So there's nothing dochic about this. Basketball of Rav Mishashayo, I have a tzorach. He made a shomer. Who said the shomer is not going to fall asleep? This is a tell. What does Rav Mishashayo want? The shomer is awake. He's awake. Why should we chayish that he's going to fall asleep? Every person is awake. Your chayish is going to fall asleep. The place of Moshe Horowitz asks in the back of the Gemara, he says, so we shouldn't be allowed to leave the sukkah because maybe you're going to fall asleep. I mean, I guess you can call it. Maybe the shash is the shomer will fall asleep with Shein Asara. So that's not really also per se, but it makes him no good as a shomer. Whereas just leaving the sukkah, we're not afraid that you're just going to fall asleep, because even if you fall asleep, it'll only be Shein Asara. Yeah, but then shomer yirodim, and we just said it's not exer l'exer. So the whole thing's absurd. So what's going on? Let's try this tomorrow. And the Lashon Rashi also that mashma that we're chayshus he's going to have a shenis arai. Right? The Lashon Rashi is shem afu yishka v'yishan. He's going to lie down and go to sleep. It's like Rashi doesn't even say maybe he's just going to doze off inadvertently. We're afraid people are going to. I think that's what Rashi means. If we're just afraid people are going to doze off inadvertently, then we would not allow anybody to leave the sukkah. No, here we're afraid he's going to lie down deliberately and go to sleep. I'm a Shapella. And especially since he's out of the sukkah, how's he allowed to lie down and go to sleep? I'm allowed to lie down and go to sleep out of the sukkah because I was Moshe Shinosu Lecher. But this other guy, he's Orthodox Jew. Why would I think that he's going to lie down and go to sleep? It's sukkahs. And he's down in the sukkah. What? I mean, he's going to leave you and go back to the sukkah. Fine shomer. I mean, then it's just be afraid he's going to leave. He plans on coming back in time to wake you up. Right here, that's the plan. He's going to go into the sukkah, also, and then he can already go to sleep over here. No, but then he needs a shomer. So he's going to go into the sukkah, but he's going to plan to come back and wake you up. But then he's going to be near them. Yeah, maybe that's the pshat. Maybe Moshe Shinos Lachayim doesn't mean I tell him to sit there and watch me sleep. Why would he sit there and watch me sleep? I tell him to come back and wake me up. Come back and wake me up in 10 minutes. So meanwhile, he might go to the sukkah and go to sleep. And then he has a Shema Yerodim. Yeah, maybe that's the pshat. There'll be a revach on this in a second. I'll tell you in a second. Maybe there's a revach on what you're saying. Remind me. Yeah. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Shema Yishkav. It means he'll go into the sukkah. He'll go lie down in the sukkah. And it's not a steer to Shmira because I just told him to wake me up in 10 minutes. Elamai, so why don't I tell him to stay here? Maybe that's arbitrary. I told him to stay here. Like, well, that would be very strange of killing. I told him to wake me up. So I understand that's the Bryce is talking about. But the Bryce is talking about, I told him to stay here and not move and wake me up in 10 minutes. That's not a normal shmira because it's redundant. I mean, it's not necessary. A shmira is tell him, wake me up. So meanwhile, he might go off and go to sleep. Tell you what, maybe this is a revach because they ask a kasha. I mean, it seems to say in this Gemara, they ask a kasha. The Torah says in Hilchos Shabbos, what's Simon? Reish Ayin Hey, the halacha is not allowed to read L'Ora Ner Shema Yata. So that's the Gemara. So the Torah says that, that's a Mishnah. So the Torah says that if you have a Shomer watching you, they shouldn't be Mata, so then it's Mutter. So Rav Shlomo Kluger in Shulchan Aruch asks, he says, what do you mean? Maybe you'll go to sleep. He says in Agama, maybe you'll go to sleep. Maybe the way you're saying, maybe we have a revach. A shomer, if I'm going to sleep and I made a shomer to wake me up, so fine, I made a shomer to wake me up. Meanwhile, he says he has 10 minutes, he'll tap a nap. I'm sleeping, I'm taking a nap. He wants to take a nap too. So he'll go off and take a nap. He figures he'll wake me up in 10 minutes. So that's Arva Chavetzor. And who's to tell him not to take a nap? But if I tell him, watch me, that I'm not Mata the Ner, so he can't go off and take a nap because he has to watch me every second that I won't be Mata. So here you don't have to shaft and fall asleep. I thought maybe different eretz that if the shmira is I shouldn't fall asleep, so then there's a sort of arvach avatarach, maybe he'll fall asleep. But here, if the shmira is I shouldn't be matter, so then we're not going to make up something extraneous like we're not chayish shema yomus. So the same way we're not chayish shema, then we'll fall asleep. It's only where the shmira is that I shouldn't fall asleep. So then it has to be that not that far, not that we understand the story. That was, you know, before we get into this tour and the people with the tour, the Gemara itself of Adisha. What do you mean arvach avatarach? Even if we'll say that I told him to wake me up in 10 minutes. And it's a chash, therefore, that while I'm taking a nap, maybe he's going to go up and take a nap. But that itself is about a chash rafik. So why is it, so that's similar to what he asked before about gzera. So what do you want? Lamaisa, I'm taking the shame this hour, you should be fine. Elamai is a gzera shema yiradim. So if I made a shame there, that makes the likelihood very unlikely that I'm going to be near them, because I have a shame. So Elamai Yechayshin, maybe the Shem is also going to decide to take a nap. So it's just a chash rochik. Maybe the whole thing is a Shema Yerodim. The whole thing is a Shema Yerodim. Gzeir Shema Yerodim. And then I have a Shema to make sure that I won't be near them. So now we have a new Gzeir. Gzeir Shema, the Shema is going to be near them. And the Shema is not even sleeping Shema Sarai. But maybe he's going to decide to sleep in Shema Sarai. So maybe the Shema is going to decide to sleep in Shema Sarai. So how many Gzeir is the way out of here? I'm not allowed to sleep in Shema Sarai. Gzeir Shema, my Shema, is going to decide to sleep in Shema Sarai. And then maybe he's going to be near them, and then he's not going to wake me up, and then I'm going to be near them. So we all sort of multiplied, like, all of these shoshes. Make a taste that we have all these shoshes. Zemeshem, you're right, I understand. You took a nap, Shema Yerodim. I made a shomer, I took off that shash. That maybe was a 50% of shash. Shema Yerodim. The person takes a nap, 50% chance he's going to oversleep. But now he made a shomer. What's the likelihood that the shomer is going to decide that he wants to also take a nap, so he's going to leave him and go and take a nap, and then. And that by itself is not even so bad. But then he's also going to be near them. So an infinitesimal chance. So what's the whole, what is this going out of here? So here we have to say, it needs a hesbir nonetheless, but the here we have to say is that when you need a shomer, the shomer has to be 100%. to make a shomer, to make a gzera in the first place. So we make a gzera only for a shash karev, and after a shash rochek, and we don't make a gzera the gzera and so on. But here there is a gzera. So I want to take off the gzera by making the shomer. A shomer, to be a shomer, has to be 100%. If it's not 100%, then he's not a shomer. And if not a shomer, then I'm stuck in the gzera. It doesn't matter that the shomer reduced the likelihood of the gzera. Many things could reduce the likelihood of the gzera, but kachnik l'chacham, they made a gzera. You know, I can make the house noisy, so it's less likely I'll be near them. I could do other things that will make it less likely I'll be near them. It doesn't help. The gzera was shomer yirodim. But they made the gzera, the fact that you change the probabilities doesn't help. If you make a shomer, that's a new thing. A shomer is like there's a new thing called the shomer. The shomer is going to make it that I won't fall asleep. If the shomer is not 100%, then it's not a shomer. And if it's not a shomer, then it doesn't help. I think maybe it's even especially, we'll say with the part that we said before, that the shomer yirodim is itself not a regular gzera. It's not that I'm not a regular shenis arai gzera shomer yirodim. The gzera is a lay plug. Every shena is a shenis kva. Since every shena might be a shenis kva, might turn into a shenis kva, so the chazal or misakin, like a lay plug, that every shena is a shenis kva. So now I want to use the shomer to take my shena and make it into a shenis arai. Really, there's no such thing normally as a shenis arai. Because how do I know when I'm going to wake up? But now I want the shomer. The shomer is going to wake me up before it turns into a shomer. So this, the shomer is going to make it into a shomer's arai. For the shomer to have the ability to make it into a shomer's arai, he has to be a shomer. And a shomer, by definition, means that he's going to wake me up for sure. And if he's not going to wake me up for sure, then he's not a shomer. If he's not a shomer, then my sleeping, which may turn into a shomer's kvah, chazal goes to like plug, but it is a shomer's kvah. I don't know if I even need this last part. I could say stamos a shomer has to be 100%. Otherwise, he's not a shomer. To take off the gzeiro, you need a shomer, and the shomer has to be 100%. But the Rav Chanan Milsa, it's not even a regular gzeiro. If it was just a regular gzeiro, maybe I could say if it's a regular gzeiro. So b'mokim that there's a b'mokim somebody's watching me, like goes to Rabbanon, even though he himself might go to sleep, but like goes to Rabbanon, takes down the probability. But it's more than that. Chazal made a loy plug that every shomer is a shomer's kva, because who's to say that it's not? How do you know when you're going to wake up? So Chazal said every shomer we have to be damed it's a shomer's kva. So now you want to say, that's, yes, normally every shein is a shein eskva, because you never know when you're going to wake up. But here you know when you're going to wake up, because you have a shomer that's going to give it the status of a shein eskarai. You want to give it the status of a shein eskarai, that only happens if you have a guarantee that you're going to wake up. And since there's no way to guarantee that you're going to wake up, because maybe the shomer is going to go to sleep, so in many ways it's not called a shomer. Maybe here already doesn't. Maybe we don't even need to say what we said before, that we're afraid he's going to leave and he's going to go off into the sukkah. Maybe he's going to fall asleep. Thomas is going to fall asleep. Well, I'm Rashi Glossin, he's going to lie down and go to sleep. Maybe he's going to lie down and go to sleep over here. He's going to think you're allowed to do a. Well, Chori Slipper says he's going to go to the sukkah because to lie down over here and go to sleep is also. The Chori, that's 100% he's not going to do. I think there's two legal reasons why. The Shash is not going to. He's going to lie down over here. But that lechor is not a shash at all. Every Jew is becheskes kasher. So why would he be allowed to do? Why would I be choishish that he's going to do a ma'ase iser? Why is he going to lie down? You're not allowed to lie down. Shenis arai gzeir shem yirodim. A koch of the shash is he's going to go to the sukkah to lie down. That's probably emes. But at the end of the day, it's a shash rochik. So why does shash rochik take off his status as a shomer? Teretz says even if it's a shash rochik, but even if shash rochik takes off his status as a shomer. It could be this is another teretz also for the tour. We already said a good teretz for the tour. But here, over there, why would he go to sleep? He's watching me. Over here, he might go to sleep because he knows he doesn't have to wake me up for another 10 minutes. That's emes. Probably emes just by itself. But also, the feed vareno could be that the difference is that Shema Yat is a regular gzeir. Not to read Lo'or Ner, Shema Yat is a regular gzeir. The Mokum Shema, the Gozer Rabban, the Mokum that somebody taking care of me and making sure now that I won't do it, so like goes the Rabbana. So I may say 100%, maybe he'll fall asleep. Doesn't need to be 100%. Just needs to lower the chances that the Mokum Zeh like goes the Rabbana. But here it's not a regular Zeh. Here it's a light plug that there's no such thing as a Shainas Arai. So you want to give it a new status of Shainas Arai, Arai that normally doesn't exist, because you normally have no guarantee when you're going to wake up. So the Shaim is making it to a Shainas Arai. So here it's not enough to say that the Mokum that somebody there like goes the Rabbana. It's not a regular Zeh. It's a light plug. there's no such thing as a Sheinus Arai. So I need the Shomer to make it into a Sheinus Arai. So that we don't do, because how do you know he's going to, if it's not 100%, then it doesn't turn into a Sheinus Arai. I'm going to take a couple of minutes. I'm going to tell you what it has to do with this idea of that a Shomer has to be 100%, even though it's not over here what we're learning. But I think it's another case where you see this idea that a Shomer has to be 100%. Most places the guys have class now. What? Well, I'll tell you. It's 5 minutes. I'll tell you a thing. But I think it brings out this idea that a Shomer, to be a Shomer, you have to be 100%. The halacha in Hilchos Yichud. The Rama says in Hilchos Yichud, not everybody agrees with the Rama, but we pass it like the Rama. That whenever you have a matzah of Yichud, if there's one person there who cannot be chayte, so he's a shomer for everybody else. So, for example, normally it's also to mizyachid with two women, but if one of them is like your mother, then you're allowed to have Yichud. You could see your mother and another person, because since he's not chosh to do whatever with his mother, so Mela, she's like out of the picture, and Mela, she's a shomer for the other two parties. This is a psak of the Rambam. The two is chaylik, but we pass like the Rambam. And there's many, many such scenarios. We have a massive yichud, but this whatever, you know, you want to bring a friend over to your grandmother's house, and then it's mutter, because I already meet, well, it's two men and a woman, but let's say a girl wants to bring a friend over to her grandfather's house. So it's mutter because the grandfather's a... because the girl herself, the granddaughter, is a shomer. This is my simple chogyan. So the Rambam has the following halacha. The halacha is like this. The halacha is that although two men are allowed to be mishachar with one woman, but there's only thick sharim. If they're putzim, then they're not allowed. This is a mechalik shomer, who exactly is called the poritz, who's not called the poritz. The Rambam shita, I think the Mechaber passing this way, is that regular Orthodox Jews are called putzim. To be a kosher, you have to be like from the Beli Atanoim. It's based on a story in the Gemara. The two of the Chachamim said that Yugain Anon is not called Sharon, only like Pinchas Ben Yorosan. So based on that, the Rambam passing is that all Orthodox Jews, everybody nowadays is called the poritz. Called the parts, and we don't have Sharem as manifest. And the Ran says, no, that he was just Machmer Alatzma, he's about a regular Orthodox Jew, was a kosher, and the parts means a guy is a Yisrael. Kach, but the Ramah passes like the Ramah passes like the Ran, and that's the Minhag Olam that two men, as long as they're from with the woman, from and good repute, from and of good repute, are allowed to be Mishachar with the woman. But let's say I have a parts. So the din is once it puts them, so it could be even 10 puts them. 10 puts them with one woman is Yichud. Or even two women is Yichud. If it's three women already, then it's called a Rabbim. Three men and three women is already a Rabbim. A Rabbim is not Yichud Be'etz. That's why I don't walk around and say Times Square or something. I mean, maybe not, but ask this year about it, because it's not Yichud. So welcome her Rabbim. So Ram says like this, let's say you have a case, you have 10 men, putzim, and you have a woman, but then one of the putzim also has his wife with him. I should put up on the board, I don't know what things, but anyway, you can imagine the case. There's 10 putzim, and then there's the Mrs. Parts, and then there's another lady. So Ram says, mutter, why is it mutter? Because since it's halacha that ishtei imoi, that ein chayshish mishum yichod, so the Poritz, who has Mrs. Poritz with him, so he's like not a player. And in the melee, he becomes the shomer for everybody else. That's the halacha Ram. That's it. That's the Ram's psak. So, Eser Meir Simcha, Nor Sameach, he says, it's Mashman Ram, that if the Poritz would leave, leaving behind the other 9 putzim, plus Mrs. Poritz, then it would be awesome. Which the case is really there's 10 men and 2 women. There's 10 men with Mrs. Poritz and there's this other lady. The Rambam says only mutter because the man is ishta imay. But if the man would leave, if this married guy would leave, leaving behind the other nine puts him and his wife and another woman, then it would be awesome. Esther makes simple why. But she is Baila Be'ir. The same way Zalokha Ishta Yimoyed is no Yukud, so Baila Be'ir is no Yukud. So it should be Mutter nonetheless. Now, why did I have to say a case where there's 10 Putsim plus Mrs. Boritz plus another lady? Even if there's 9 Putsim and another and two ladies, but one of those ladies has her husband in town, even though he's also a Boritz, she also work. What's the difference? Baila Be'ir Ishta Yimoyed. The same way if he's Ishta Yimoyed, he's a Shomer for everybody, so if she's Baila Be'ir, she should be the Shomer. But it's Mashman the Rambam, that doesn't work. Baal of ear helps, but Baal of ear helps that she should be ashamed of everybody else. But Ishta Ima doesn't help that she should be ashamed of everybody else. That is why. I mean, Ishta Ima helps that he should be ashamed of everybody else, but Baal of ear doesn't make her ashamed of everybody else. So, I think the pshat is, out there, I'm not sure if it's exactly the same in the Lomdus, but at least b'shitchias, it sounds like a similar idea. That the difference is that Ishta Ima is a shmir b'dais. His wife is right there with the rolling pin in her hand, so he's mamash shama, there's nothing to do. Baila Be'ir is a mirsus. She's afraid the husband's going to come home. That's not 100%. It's enough mirsus that it takes off the Issa Yichud. But it's not a shmir 100%. I mean, Maisim Chol Yoyim, women are Mizana, and they're Baila Be'ir. So obviously it's not impossible. But it's enough mirsus that it takes off, that we don't ask her to ask the Yichud. It takes off the Issa Yichud. Like Pesach Pasuch, it's not a guarantee, but it takes off the Issa Yichud. To be a shomer for everybody else, it has to be 100%. So when he's Ishta Imoy, that's 100%. He's 100% shomer that he can't be chayit because he's Ishta Imoy. She's mamish watching him, but then so that's Ishta Imoy. So that's a shmir. So he could be a shomer for everybody else. But Baila Be'ir means that she doesn't have an issa yichud because she's Baila Be'ir. She has a mirsa. She doesn't have an issa yichud. But is she 100%? She's not 100%. She could be chayit. So to be a shomer for everybody else, it has to be. It's like Arva Chava Torah. She can't be the shomer for everybody else because Arva Chava Torah. Maybe she'll also be mezana. It's a Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir doesn't mean she can't be mezana. Baila Be'ir means that she's not also to be there because it's not an issa yichud. But she's not shomer. To be shomer, it has to be 100%. It's just l'sav. In a way, I'm not sure. Maybe it's almost the same principle at work. Maybe it's not exactly the same. Maybe the yichud is different. I'm not 100%. I'm not guaranteeing that this is exactly the same lomus. But it sounds similar, at least. And we have this notion. To be a shomer, you have to be 100%. Less than 100% is not a shomer. So there I'm saying over here. For this person, who might say, who says this guy's going to go to sleep? But he might go to sleep, and there's certainly nothing. He might go to sleep, and since he might go to sleep, so he can't be a shomer, since he's not. And if he's not a shomer, then it blives a shomer yodah. So then it's. Okay, we continue.
Can I turn this off? Can I turn it off?
Maybe.